Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Jim Ozarski covers the Bucks for the Journal Sentinel. He is the South Suburbs champion.
First of all, thanks for having me. I always enjoy being on with you, Lawrence, king of Evergreen Park. Appreciate that. Look, Matt.
Afternoons on the Score.
Last summer, I was in Las Vegas. It was 114 degrees. 114 degrees. You can actually hear the sun at that point. It didn't feel safe. I was like, are we supposed to be here? That's how casually Las Vegas residents just went about their day in that heat. It was like, you're like, let's play frisbee. Time to walk the dog. I was like, get inside! The earth is on fire! Get inside and beg for God's forgiveness! That's why Vegas is called Sin City. It's the same temperature as hell.
That's the great Jim Gaffigan. I am Rami Makhlouf, live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and live from Sin City, where, yes, it is hot as hell, is half the namesake of this very show. It is the one, the only, Lawrence Holmes. Lawrence, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Rami, first of all, can you guys hear me? I just want to make sure.
We got you. We got you.
All right, good. Good. I'm at the Thomas and Mack Center right now watching the Nets and the Thunder play their summer league game. You may get cameos inside of me being on the air. Shakia Taylor is like, she's here hanging out with me and introducing me to everyone. So Shakia Taylor and Tony Jones are on my left, right, from The Athletic. And then I'm going to move the camera, so be ready, Connor. Look who I found on my right.
Hey.
Sean Hyken. Sean Hyken is over here. So I'm surrounded by all of the cool NBA people, and I am just trying to get a vibe and catch a vibe. But it's damn hot out here, Rami. I'm kind of used to it. I've been out in Phoenix during this time of year where it's 114 degrees, but it really doesn't hit you until the Uber driver doesn't really hook you up with the AC. So getting over here, they keep it on the low low because they're trying to conserve gas. Like, I get that. But my drive in from Circa to over the Thomas and Mack Center, it's only about like 15 minutes or whatever. And by the end of it, I was like, oh, got to get that water, because it is blazing everywhere in the sun. So it takes a lot to get through, but I've made it now. So
I understand that they're trying to conserve gas, and these guys, they're trying to earn a living doing the Uber thing. It's 108 degrees outside, man. Turn up the AC. What are you doing?
Rami, I'm with you 100%. And for the most part, that's been my experience. Like, the airport ride to Circa was nice and comfortable, but the ride to the Thomas and Mack, you know, I still hit them with the 5 stars, because, you know, people out here just trying to make a living.
Sure,
But I'm definitely going to make a point on my way back to Circa that I'm going to need that AC on cranked.
Yeah, I might have said something, Lauren, and it might have been a 4.5 if it was me and the AC was. I don't know it might be a 4.5. I was the Dominican Republic last year, and it was hot, man. It was hot, and they don't have the same, I think, standards that your car has to meet to be an Uber driver in the DR that we have here in the States. So a lot of those cars, I think, just didn't have air conditioning. And I don't speak Spanish, so I didn't say a thing. I just shut my mouth and bared the heat. But if I'm in Vegas and it's 109, 110 degrees out, man, you got to crank that AC if you want a tip and a good rating from me. I'm sorry.
We're at the time of the year in the desert where they put oven mitts on door handles. I'm serious.
That's wild.
Tommy, I'm serious. Like, that's real talk. Like, that is, in Phoenix, for sure, that's what they do. And I've seen it out here in Vegas as well. Because if you have, like, metal handles and your thing is in the sun, then, you know, people are going to burn their hand and they're going to sue you. So you have to make sure that people's hands are going to be protected.
Are you a guy who handles the heat well? Because I do not, Lawrence. I sweat a lot.
It's weird because I do spend a lot of time out west.
Okay.
I'm not cut out for it though. Like, I'll say this. I do understand the concept of it's a dry heat. Okay. Like, I do get that. And whether you're in Vegas or Salt Lake City or Phoenix, at night, if you go out to eat somewhere and it's 90 degrees, it doesn't feel as bad. A lot of places have misters, you know, like they have the water, like a little mist of water. Like, and it's not that bad, but it's hell during the day. Like, it is, you basically have to reverse engineer it for, like, what Chicago is like in the winter.
Yes.
Where people are just driving to a place, and the only time that they're getting outside is when they're getting out of their car. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that would be me. That would be me, Lawrence. I'm not going nowhere if it's 108 degrees. I'm just staying right wherever there is AC. I'm staying right there. You know, I lived in Sacramento for a minute, and it was the hottest summer on record when I lived in Sacramento, Lawrence. It hit 118 degrees. And people were trying to hit me with that dry heat mess. And I was like, my air fryer is dry heat, too. I'm not sticking my head in there. That doesn't help when it's 108 degrees out that it's dry.
Yeah, once you get to about 107, 108, like, that's where the concept of the dry heat goes out the window.
Yeah, for
like,
real.
It doesn't matter anymore. Shake was here trying to explain to Sean that he shouldn't be walking from his hotel over to the Thomas and Mack Center because, you know, one, it's 108 degrees. Two, he's very fair skinned. So he shouldn't be, like, sun exposure should not be a thing that you're out here trying to do past 10 a.m. Like, at Stadium Swim at Circa, I told Tanny this. I told Speegs this. If you get out there 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, you spend a half an hour at the pool at Stadium Swim, it's so dope. But then what happens, and this happens in a lot of places in Vegas, once we get to about 11 o'clock, then you're not just – you're getting Tatooine. You're getting two suns. you're getting the regular sun, and then you're getting the sun off of the buildings. And with that double exposure, it doesn't make any sense to do anything.
All right, Lawrence, let's get into the reason that you're out there in this heat, and that's the NBA Summer League. You texted our little group chat we got going for the show earlier that the room was already buzzing, and this was, what, an hour and a half ago? Set the scene for us a little bit out there at the Summer League.
So you can hear a little bit of it right now. Like, the fact, I think everyone's here trying to get here early because the next game after this one is going to be Bronny versus Cooper Flagg. And so I was surprised because I walked in during the T-Wolves Pelicans game and I wanted to see Derrick Queen play, Terrence Shannon Jr. I'll get to them in a minute. But that's what I was trying to do. And I figured I got here early enough where I wasn't going to feel kind of the buzz. But with the broadcast going on, you know, these games are being broadcast, and the fact that the number one pick in the draft is going to be playing here in a little bit, and it's Bronny. This, the Thomas and Mack Center holds about 20,000 people. The bottom bowl is pretty much full. The top bowl, not so much, but the bottom bowl is pretty much full, and that's a little bit surprising. I do not expect that to be the case tomorrow night when the Bulls play the Raptors, but even now, like, you guys can probably hear, like, the background of people cheering, and I'm, it's the Nets Thunder summer league game. So they're, and you know, the Nets are going to probably, like, they drafted five rookies this year, and it's possible that you could have those five guys starting for Brooklyn this year. But it's wild. Like, some of the weird stuff that you see, you just, like, look on the rosters, you're like, oh, well, this person is coaching this team. Like, for example, Rami, Corey Brewer, you want to feel old? Corey Brewer is coaching the Pelicans summer league team.
No, that, real? For
that's
real?
How old we are now, Rami. Yeah.
Good Lord. Good Lord. I, but yeah, you do see that at the summer league. That's kind of, that's where a lot of these former players that are trying to break into coaching or have just started to break into coaching and are on a staff somewhere. That's where a lot of them get sort of their first taste of head coaching out there in Vegas.
No, sir.
Yeah. And Chicago fans, well, they'll be interested in the Bulls game because it'll be James Wade who is coaching the Raptors summer league team. He who used to be the head coach of the Chicago Sky and abandoned the Chicago Sky to take an assistant job with Toronto.
Wow. So you'll be seeing him out there. People keep billing this as Cooper Flagg versus Bronny. I'm not somebody who's come down that hard on Bronny. I think he's gotten a lot of undue hate and heat just for being LeBron James' son. You know what I mean? But are people really there to see Bronny, Lawrence, from what you're hearing and who you're talking? I know Cooper Flagg is the draw. Are people really there to see Bronny?
Yeah, I mean, you walk in and there are all sorts of people who are excited about it. And not that it is a matchup, because it's a summer league game. Guys are trying to figure it out. And by this point, you know, Bronny, he's not a vet, but he at least has the NBA experience of playing in the games. So if you look at the jersey sales on Bronny's, one of the more popular players in the NBA, especially for where he got drafted at. I mean, he made a lot of money off of jersey sales. I mean,
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of that is on his dad. And again, I don't want to be too hard on him, for it's not his fault that he's LeBron James' son. You know what I mean? But I just, is he a draw?
I mean, but people love when you're trying to figure out, like, what's something to do while you're here. Now, like, most of us, we're not as lucky as Shake. Shake went to the Nas concert last night.
Nice.
She had a great time at the concert. I didn't get the invite, but I also wasn't in town. But there's a lot of stuff to do in Vegas. But if you're a hoop head, like, this is the place to be. And getting your first glimpse of a guy like Cooper Flagg, for example, or maybe you're not going to go see a Lakers game, and you want to see, is Bronny even worthy of being an NBA player? And so he's out here. Like, when I walked in, there were two guys that I wanted to pay close attention to. We've been talking since March about Derek Queen.
Yeah.
And I love him. I was hoping that the Bulls would draft Derek Queen, and they had a chance, and they chose not to. The Pelicans moved up, and they drafted Derek Queen. And watching him on the floor tonight, it took him a little while to get himself ready. Like, I felt like, oh, he wasn't quite, like, conditionally ready for this. But then he came on, and he finished the game with 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists. And that most of that was done in the second half of the game. And you can see that he wants to show that he can handle the ball. He wants to show that an offense can run through him. He wants to show that he's got the skills of a guard in a center's body. So watching that play out was fun. And the same thing for when we see Noah Esenway tomorrow with the Bulls. Kind of seeing, like, what does he look like against other draftees, other NBA-type players. And the other player that I thought really showed out, Terrence Shannon Jr. from Illinois.
I was just going to ask you about that, yep.
Yeah, I mean, he played 32 games in the league, so he should look more advanced than other people that are out here. But I was talking to our friend Rick Camp, and Rick Camp said that he had placed a bet on Terrence Shannon Jr. to be Summer League MVP, which to me says a couple of things. One, good pick. Two, Rick is a degenerate gambler, because why are you betting on MVP of the Summer League? But Terrence Shannon Jr. finished with 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists, and he looks more advanced and further ahead than other people who are on the floor.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, because there are plenty of guys that do get minutes in the league that still go and play at the Summer League, Terrence Shannon Jr. being one of them. Can you see it when they're out there on the court that they have that extra, I don't know, speed or level or just understanding of the game from having that pro experience?
Yeah, and I think so. I think that you have so many guys that are just trying to get themselves used to what the NBA life is like, that there is some of that. And guys that have played in the league, that have played minutes, that understand spacing, understanding sharing the ball, and maybe they understand exactly what you're supposed to be doing here, like trying to be your best self, showing that you can share, like all of that stuff that you do here at Summer League. Just the pacing of the game, it seemed a lot slower for Terrence Shannon Jr. than it did for true rookies. And the Bulls, I think they're going to allow Modis to play one game here. And you'll probably see it with Modis tomorrow night too, if that's the game that they choose to let him play. Where the guy played a ton of games in the league against guys who are for sure on NBA rosters versus guys who are hoping to just kind of stick on NBA rosters, or guys who are just getting their first taste of what this life is like.
Lawrence, I honestly did not know you could bet on NBA Summer League MVP. I didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, if there's an opportunity to be able to bet on some of this stuff, you know Rick Camp is going to find it.
And Rick Camp in studio.
I'm so happy that he did, and he told me that little nugget, because I think he got him at like plus 400 or plus 4,000. So, yeah. So I am now rooting for Terrence Shannon Jr. for a number of reasons, and one of them is so that Rick Camp can get paid.
I want to meet the guy who sets the odds for NBA Summer League MVP. I want him to walk me through his process on how he comes to those conclusions.
Hey, man, I'll put in for my guy Javon Freeman Liberty too, who's going to be on the Bulls roster, who played at DePaul. Put him on the list of possibles. I'm guessing that he's probably plus 8,000 to be Summer League MVP.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.